The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Ding, 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 ding. Good morning, Masonians. Yes, indeed. A Quasimodo Wednesday at your service here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Savages in the Morning, broadcasting live from the Auction Community Studios. Broadcasting live so you don't have to. It's time to go down that hill. That's right, baby. Hump Day is here. Time to go down that hill into the weekend. Headed towards Loverboy and Cowbell on a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Lace, are you ready to broadcast?
Cannot wait.
You cannot wait. Command and control, are you ready to broadcast right there? Oh, I get the thumb. Well done, Basinonian. Savages in the Morning, broadcasting so you don't have to. What's the thing on your mind right now, Doug Lace?
7:45.
Let me show sheet here. 7:45, Basinonians. Seth Beer.
Yeah!
Seth Beer joining us. What is this love affair you have with Seth?
From the Doug Franz Tasting Room, it's your Seth Beer update.
Well done, Mitch. I was going to ask for that. Seth Beer. Is joining the Doug and Wolf Show at 7:45.
Okay, 7:45.
As we do the tour of Zach Greinke traded candidates.
And that was your Seth Beer update.
Ready for beer.
Hooray, beer.
Zach Greinke, ladies and gentlemen. That's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
I was in Jamaica once, and I did have a red stripe. It is better there than it is here, but it's...
Well, you know,
red stripe.
It was the ambiance of
it's not dark
was
enough.
It not? I mean, it had to be the ambiance right there. I mean, you're in Jamaica. Mon, you're in Jamaica, Mon.
Caribbean jerk chicken.
Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite things right there, yes.
And having it in Jamaica.
Chicken.
It's like, wow.
Does anyone have any bread? Does anyone have anybody? Sourdough bread. We could put this thing on. Does somebody got a roll, baby?
Now, it's not very often in the world where I know a word that you don't know.
Okay, what are you going to say now? Are you... What? You going to get nuts here?
No. It's probably because it's you know, I would say scientific.
Oh, yeah.
Mitochondria.
What? Oh, my goodness. Of course, the recognition of the name is there immediately. Mitochondria. What does it mean?
I just know the word exists. It's the plural form of the word mitochondrion, which is the part of a cell that generates energy.
Ooh.
For biochemical reactions. So
okay.
It's inside your body. Now,
right. The
reason why you need to know this is a very strange connection, but see if you agree with it.
Wolfley's a damn Orchard Park guy.
Stop it, Jaws.
There's a gentleman by the name of J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt, okay.
And on the official J.J. Watt Twitter handle, he tweeted yesterday, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Okay.
That's
it. The powerhouse of the cell.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all he wrote.
Where are you going with this? Where are you going?
Because there's one.
What did I miss in that?
There's one place in America called the Mitochondria Research Society.
Okay.
Their address.
Oh, no.
The Roswell Park Cancer Institute, Buffalo, New York.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's where my father went.
So there are 5 million fans of Bills Mafia that are saying, why else would J.J. Watt tweet that out?
Wow. I was not prepared for that, Douglas.
I could tell that. I wasn't prepared for your
That is No, that's pretty stunning right there. Yeah, you know, it is a little obtuse, isn't it? It's a weird tweet from J.J. Watt, of course. What could that possibly mean?
And then one nut job of Bills Mafia added it up and said mitochondria has the exact same number of letters as the combination of the two words Buffalo Bills.
That's, wow, that is compelling, no doubt about it.
Now, and I'm wondering, is he going to have a series of these tweets? It's like every time he visits or calls somebody?
Well, I hope not. That's Brett Favre.
Or is it the first? Oh, that's true.
I mean, that's so Brett Favre if he does that, honestly, right now. We don't need, hey, listen, if you're going to make a decision, that's cool. Go ahead and let us peek at that. I got no problem with that. Just don't give us constant updates like that.
I have a theory.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard of Vine?
Vine.
There's this classic Vine. The student is just sitting at a desk and really not paying attention to his teacher at all. It's kind of like Charlie Brown noise in the background. And then at the end, all you hear is the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah. Okay.
But where does that lead?
Exactly.
Mitch, that was good. Oh, my goodness,
you know what's
Mitch.
Funny about what you just said, was, Mitch, is I like mine better.
What was the point, Mitch?
I like mine better from a direction standpoint, but I have a theory that you're right. You know, even though mine's more fun, that seems to make a lot of sense because J.J. Watt would be the, oh, you want an update from me? Fine. And the update leads you nowhere.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
This is when Maloney wakes you up with the facts of the day, and we just give you instant reaction. Everything you need to know that happened last night in about 3 minutes.
Devin Booker was snubbed from the All-Star reserves, while Chris Paul will make his first All-Star appearance as a Sun.
You know, I don't think Devin Booker should have been in the All-Star game. I would have had him over Donovan Mitchell, but it's so close. I'm a little confused by the out-and-out outrage. I mean, I'm a fan of D-Book. Of course, I'm a Suns fan. I want him in. D-Book has a higher shooting percentage, more points per game, higher three-point shooting percentage, and a higher free-throw shooting percentage, and it's the shooting guard. So I think he should be it over Donovan Mitchell. But Mitchell has more assists, more rebounds, and fewer turnovers.
Yeah.
So I understand anybody that disagrees, and by the way, Utah is awesome. So I get why. I just disagree, but everybody that has this outrage, I have to ask, who are you replacing D-Book with if you're so mad about it?
Zion. Listen, the proverbial chip just got buried in D-Book's heart, did it not?
Maloney got Kendrick Perkins for $645. He was one of the outraged people, so I can't wait to talk to him in about 40 minutes.
Awesome.
Tiger Woods recovering from lengthy surgery to repair significant injuries to right leg suffered in a single car rollover crash in a Los Angeles suburb yesterday.
Compound fracture, including crushing injuries. And I heard Jay Williams talking this morning about recovering from a very similar injury he suffered in his car crash. It does not sound like it's going to be easy. And plus, you mix in the back surgery he's coming off of, and you can't rehab that normally?
Tiger Woods and vehicles, Basinonians, are oil and water.
Arizona State blew out Washington 97-64 behind Remy Martin's 26 points.
Starting front court, not playing. And they did that. And I'm not going to act like UW's great. They're not going to the tournament. They're not a really good basketball team. So what? The energy ASU had Tuesday night. Wow.
Yeah, still a disappointing season overall so far for the Sun Devils. I think we'd all agree on that, but it was good to see him go and take care of some business shorthanded, as Dougley said.
Now follow me on this headline, guys. It's a little out there, but follow me on it. Pitt extends offer to next Larry Fitzgerald, 2022 four-star wide receiver C.J. Williams. How dare they say next Larry Fitzgerald.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
How dare they?
I can't even believe they went there with that.
They went there.
But you know what? It reminds me of Syracuse and the number 44, handing out the number 44 to a recruit. What an honor that is with Syracuse University, of course, because of the greats they've had play there who wore number 44. They would save that number and pass it out to their highest-ranked recruit. Maybe this is what Pitt is going to do going forward.
I think Pittsburgh football has kind of become a joke, and the idea to put all of that on one kid to say, you're the next Larry Fitzgerald, that's not a good move, in my opinion. Even if he becomes that, you think a high school kid is ready for that kind of recognition. I think you're doing it for marketing and to sell everybody else on where your program's at. But why put that on him just yet?
I think it's a recruiting ploy. And forget about the kid. We got the kid.
I think Pitt made a mistake there. Maloney, I'm glad you found that. That was a good one. Again, 6:45, Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA insider, one of the long list of NBA players, current and former, that are outraged by the snub. And the snub is the one. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Doug and Wolf's The One. The number one story of the day.
It's almost like a you choose today what is the number one story of the day. Because I don't really know which one it is. Is it the fact that Devin Booker got snubbed from an all-star game? Or is it the NBA reaction to Devin Booker getting snubbed? You might say it's the same thing, but it's almost taken a life of its own finding out that Devin Booker is not an all-star. There's the news in which the guards that have won it based on the coaches' vote are Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, and Chris Paul, with Zion Williamson being the wild card other vote that could have gone to to Devin Booker. So there's that part of the news that you have to know that sets up. But the bigger part of the story is how many NBA legends, past and present, and how many current players, and the number of tweets that have been sent out that are questioning this decision by the coaches.
Well, let's start with LeBron James. Would you say that's a big name in the NBA, ladies and gentlemen? I think we'd all agree it is. LeBron James, King James, said Devin Booker is the most disrespected player in our league. Simple as that. That's what he said about it. That honestly, that was a little shocking to me to actually see LeBron come out in such support, for lack of a better way of saying it, for Devin Booker right there. Listen, the proverbial chip, I think, is going to get buried in Devin Booker's heart. I know it sounds hollow, selfish, and weak, but this could be the best thing that happens to D-Book and the Suns. I do believe that. I know he doesn't want to hear that. I know it doesn't sound like that's a great thing to actually happen. It brings me no joy to say that. I just think it's the truth deep down inside.
You heard Wolf say, Devin Booker, most disrespected player in our league. Simple as that. That's LeBron. Draymond Green, Book not an all-star. The foolery. Stop it. CJ McCollum, darn, even though he didn't say that, really didn't make it. That's crazy. Bruh, really cold too. Shake my head, sick world. Rubio, you telling me D-Book ain't an all-star? Come on, with the embarrassed emoji. And I could keep going, but I really want to focus on two things, one that was said and one tweet. One that was said was last night on TNT, Dwayne Wade. Now, in the middle of this, you'll hear Candace Parker, the legend of WNBA fame, talking about her microphone. But as she's messing with her microphone, she then realizes what was said by Dwayne Wade and interrupts Shaq and wants to go back to it.
Devin right Booker going to get MVP.
Got my mic falling off.
Devin Booker going for MVP.
I'm just telling you, me, if I'm getting the first pick, I need some shooters around me.
He ain't even on the reserve yet.
You said who's MVP?
Devin Booker's going for MVP.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. Go ahead and get 50.
So he's going to go fit. So would you say Devin Booker's going for MVP now? Let me read you this tweet from the great Reggie Miller. A lot of the complaining I'm not on board with. Yes, I agree Devin Booker got snubbed. I think he should have been in over Donovan Mitchell. But anybody who disagrees with me, man, I respect you. You've got a lot of good reasons to choose Donovan Mitchell over Devin Booker. I just disagree with you.
What about Zion Williamson?
Zion
is the wild card. What about that one?
I look at it and I know how it works. It's
so
just,
much respect for such a young kid.
It's just coaches are looking at it and saying, I have two wild card spots. I'm going to choose one guard and one front court. And that's just what they do. So, do I think
they don't have to do that?
They don't have to do that. Absolutely. This is what Reggie Miller said. And everybody else is going, wow, this is unfair. But no one's saying, like you just did, take Zion off.
Yeah.
No one's saying take down. No one's actually standing up and saying, okay, who isn't an all-star if you're just going to complain? Reggie Miller didn't go there. Reggie's is this, and tell me if this doesn't fire you up as a Suns fan. Direct tweet. Don't get mad, Devin Booker. Get even. Make a hit list. Put all the West coaches and their teams on it. And if I'm at CP3, take on the role of Drew Brown. Be in his ear before every game saying, I bet he didn't vote for you either. Fireworks are coming. My popcorn's ready.
Yeah, that's so good right there. I mean, ultimately.
Can you hear Chris Paul in his ear every game?
Yes.
That's the one that kept you out of all.
I can, as a matter of fact. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Listen, I think ultimately, once again, D-Book is an internally motivated dude. It's something very, very deep with him. But you can use external motivation as long as you bury it in your heart. And this is something Michael Jordan did all the time.
Oh, yeah, he
was internally motivated. And I think that D-Book is the same way, a very internally motivated guy. Nobody had to tell him to go out there and be focused and be intense. I think D-Book has really grown in that regard right now. And ultimately, he's got to let this run off his back, Masonians. Buck up and prove himself right. Just let it run off your back. You got hosed, and you know what? Maybe somebody should pay for that. Go out there and bury that chip in your heart.
Damian Lillard not able to attend the 2020 All-Star game due to injury. Devin Booker was the replacement. There seems to be a 2% chance Paul George is going to be playing in the All-Star game, and almost everybody believes again that Devin Booker will be going. So there's still a very good chance you're going to watch an All-Star game where at one point or another, it's Chris Paul and Devin Booker in the backcourt. But I would challenge LeBron and everybody else, if you totally feel like this, get Devin Booker the MVP of the All-Star game. I mean, you really want to lift up that profile. It's not crazy for at an All-Star game
Does a bunch of guys say,
feed him, feed him, feed him. Here we go. Here's Candace Parker on TNT last night.
Devin Booker, without a doubt. I think the way that Devin Booker has played in Phoenix, where people were questioning whether he could play meaningful basketball, and now to have a point guard like Chris Paul and to play the way he did in the bubble, I just feel as though he should be. He's going to be an all-star because he's going to replace Anthony Davis. But I think it changes things. There's a little bit of an asterisk by it when you get voted in and fill in for Anthony Davis.
I don't think she meant to correct me, but she did. I don't know why I said Paul George, but Anthony Davis is the one that's has a very, very small chance of playing, and he'll make it in replace of Anthony Davis. But I really like what she said, and I'm so in favor of this reaction, however, on the flip side. I do think Devin Booker cares. And I think if there's something that could push him out of Phoenix, it is a lack of recognition. And moments like this hurt that for all of us. Yet to turn it on its ear and have the rest of the NBA players shouting out, you kind of wonder, which would you rather have? Devin Booker in the All-Star game and everyone around the league questioning it, or Devin Booker not in the All-Star game and everyone around the league demanding that he's being disrespected? If I have to choose, I kind of like the latter.
Do you honestly think, though, that if he were in the All-Star game, there'd be this hue and cry out there amongst NBA analysts?
No, not at all.
Oh,
I'm just saying, which is better for the Suns going forward?
Just hypothetically doing. Oh, right now, absolutely no. This is going to be fuel, I would imagine, at some point in time. And Devin Booker, once again, I care about D-Book and his development, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we all should care about right now, is his development. There's a short-term impact here and a long-term impact. We don't have the time to actually get into that. The next time we talk about that, we'll do it. But right now, D-Book, the reality of this, you didn't make it. The fans didn't vote you in. The players didn't vote you in. The coaches didn't vote. That's the reality of it. You'll get over it, Book. There's no doubt about it. But the way you feel right now, man, the reality of not being an all-star when you deserve to be an all-star, bury that chip in your competitive heart, Book, and you know what to do with it from there.
Chris Paul, number 11. For him.
Man, first and foremost, it's an honor and a privilege to be an all-star. That's something that never take for granted. A lot of hard work, you know, my teammates, my coaching staff, but probably the most bittersweet of them all, because Book is an all-star. You know, it's not taken away from any of the guys that was named all-star, but our team, the Phoenix Suns, we go as Book goes, and he knows that, and we know that. So,
that's anybody wondering why he's a leader?
That's honestly, though, that is the truth right there. I know that CP3 has made the biggest difference with the Suns. We all can see it. There's no doubt about it. But the best player for the Phoenix Suns is Devin Booker.
Another group of people in the media coming out with the best landing spot for Patrick Peterson. And for some strange reason, they don't choose the two obvious ones. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. You can easily sell me on number three, but I don't know how you can sell me on number one or two for Pat P. Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf live in the Auction Community Studios this morning. Our biggest story is, of course, Devin Booker. Anything happens with Tiger Woods, we'll get you the latest. Kendrick Perkins going to join us from ESPN. That'll be in about 15 minutes. And we've got a lot of guests today as well. Seth Beard, Tom Chambers, Amiel Sade, the D-back senior VP and assistant GM. And then Zoe will join us in Lorenzo Alexander, two-time Pro Bowler, near the end of the show at 9 o'clock. We've got a lot to do today. But there's just one thing that surprised me is Pat P. listed to go somewhere where you could sell me, but not as one or two.
Patrick Peterson, cornerback, 30 years old.
Peterson hits free agency in the open market for the first time in his career. Pat P. isn't quite playing at an elite level right now, as he's allowed an opposing passer rating of 98.2. But despite that, he's still a starting caliber cornerback. Last season, Peterson recorded 61 tackles and 3 interceptions, but he also posted his worst coverage grade since his rookie year, and he led the league in penalties with 12. Peterson has been with the Cardinals for 10 seasons, where he's been a 3-time first-team All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler, and made the NFL 2010's All-Decade Team.
Where do you start on this one right here, Douglas? Pat P. as a free agent. Whom do you think would be a team that would come calling if you had to rank it?
My number one team far and away is Tampa Bay with Todd Bowles. I mean, it's not even close. Number two, distant two, is the Cardinals and him re-signing here. Now, this is where Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football comes in, because this is his number one. And you can't sell me on this. You can sell me on number three, but not number one.
Arizona might want to bring him back, but if they do not, and if they can't come to terms with him, I think the perfect fit for Patrick Peterson is the Kansas City Chiefs. Ooh. Let me dig into this a little bit here.
Let me hear this one.
Reason number one, the Chiefs are always aggressive and always looking to add top veteran free agent talent. Over the years, whether it's been Tyrann Mathieu or Le'Veon Bell last year midseason, or Sammy Watkins a few years back when they were still, you know, loaded at wide receiver at the time with other guys. The Chiefs, they never just say, we're good. They always want to add. And I look at this team and say, is there too many stars on it? No, because they find a way to make it work. Andy Reid is the ultimate player's coach and will find a way to make sure everyone feels the love and feels they are getting their props.
Again, not crazy, but Kansas City, I think, is third. Above Tampa Bay? Above the Cardinals?
Yeah.
You can't sell me on that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know in regard to the Arizona Cardinals. I do believe they're going to be players are going to be interested.
Because we're not saying where he's going to sign, just the perfect
it's
fit.
It's always going to be at what cost
right.
For Pat P. right here. I still believe, I'm with Doug Lease on this one, I think Tampa Bay and Todd Bowles and Bruce Arians. I think that lure right there could be almost too much. But when you get into the personal side of things right now, and that's what it is, never forget that. Free agency is a personal deal, my friends. And when you look at that, blood is thicker than water, is it not? Tyrann Mathieu and Pat P. are blood, as far as I'm concerned. These two guys have a lot of love and respect for each other. I could, to a point, I could see Pat P wanting to go and win. Would you say he'd have a chance to win a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs?
I think so.
I think there's no denying that. And now all of a sudden you bring Pat P on. He gives you a hometown discount, so to speak, when he's not hometown. But because of Tyrann Mathieu and wanting to play with Tyrann Mathieu, and they play a lot of man, that's what they do. Isn't that right, Spags? Steve Spagnuolo playing cover four, quarters, four deep, three underneath with a lot of man adjustments to it. It's what they do, the Chiefs. Pat P would be a good fit in that scheme.
The legal tampering period doesn't start for another 2 weeks, meaning the Chiefs cannot reach out to Pat P or his representation. Tyrann Mathieu can.
There are some familiar ties there. I mentioned Tyrann Mathieu, number 32. Well, he played in Arizona with Patrick Peterson for 5 years, and they go back even further. They played at LSU together for a season. They wore that number 7 jersey, which is the most honored number at LSU, and they both have a great bond and great relationship. If you need your LeBron to recruit, or your Tom Brady to recruit, or someone to say, hey, here's where you should come play, I believe this guy, number 32, the Pied Piper of that defense, can make the phone call to Patrick Peterson and say, let's go get you a ring. You deserve that. You've gotten to the NFC Championship game. You've been a part of the NFL Top 100. Patrick Peterson, join us.
Man, you really have to understand as well just the kind of impact that Tyrann Mathieu has on that team. Andy Reid absolutely loves Tyrann Mathieu, talks about his affection for Tyrann Mathieu all the time. The respect that they have right now, if Tyrann Mathieu is trying to recruit Pat P, if he's trying to recruit him, boy, I don't know how he doesn't get that done.
The other belief is that Breland, one of the corners there, is going to be moving on, so you've got to need a corner. And then you brought up the ring.
Is he willing to take a little bit of a discount? They are up against it with the salary cap, and I've done my work on it. It would have to take Patrick Peterson to say, you know what, I've made a lot of money, but I'm willing to take a little bit of a pay cut to potentially get that ring and go to a team that is Super Bowl ready right now. But you're right, Mike. It might be one of those deals where he's taking a hometown discount, or in this case, the Kansas City discount, because home is nowhere near that. Ring chasing is what it is.
He would have to do that.
It's an interesting question because keep in mind, this is about 4 years ago. People changed their minds 5 years ago. But I always like the combine type of question that that certain players get asked, or what you would do to put a guy on the spot. I'm a little different than Bruce Arians, who told us his combine question is,
when's the last time you smoked weed?
Oh, gee,
my combine question is, if you have to choose, is it Super Bowl ring or Hall of Fame jacket? And some guys say it's all about team. The only reason I play is to win. I want the Super Bowl ring. And other players say that I can only control what I can control, and getting into the Hall of Fame means I've controlled everything I can control.
Indeed.
And they want the Super Bowl Hall of Fame jacket. Excuse me, they want the Hall of Fame jacket. Pat P chose Hall of Fame jacket. Now, having said that, I think Pat P's a Hall of Famer. I think he's going to get in.
I think so too.
However, as his play declined, I don't want to say rapidly, but maybe a little quicker than expected, there's a chance there's going to be some people that aren't totally convinced. A ring, I think, convinces them. I think it becomes a no doubt. I know there's a lot of people that say it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue that.
Right.
But it does in a lot of different cases. And him having an excellent postseason with the Chiefs would erase any doubt. And again, I don't think there's doubt, but what did I just say? I don't think.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. If I was sure, yes, I would say there is no doubt.
Yeah, I honestly, I just think right now, if you had to come up with a power poll, and we're not doing it, we have no time for the impromptu power poll, but if we had to, I would put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number one.
I would too.
And I'd put the Kansas City Chiefs at
number
two.
I have Cardinals at two.
I would.
And remember, the question is perfect fit, not where do you think he's going to go.
Okay.
If you're changing what it is, because that's what this topic was on Good Morning Football, is what's the perfect fit?
It's tough to say that it wouldn't be the Cardinals. This is all the man coverage, of course, they play with Vance Joseph. So, again, though, I think it's a Kansas City plays a lot of man cover as well. Yeah. And with that cover four scheme that I said, with a lot of man rules with it, they're in it an awful lot. Pat P, I think, would be a great fit. I'm going to say the Cardinals are number three when it comes to fit, even.
Wow. Diamondbacks All-Access Week continues, both with Bickley and Murata in, from 10 to 2, and with Burns and Gambo from 2 to 6, and with us as well all morning. Seth Beer going to join us at 7:45. Also, Amiel Sade, Arizona Diamondbacks Senior Vice President and Assistant GM at 8:45. Hot topic today is, of course, Devin Booker and whether or not he was snubbed and to the level that he was snubbed. Tom Chambers at 8:15 to talk about it. As long as he's, you know, not busy at the ranch. And next, one of the strongest voices out there on the snub by Devin Booker, as Kendrick Perkins had one of the probably the second strongest tweet you're going to see. So instead of reading the tweet, let's just talk to him. KP, next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
We understand that the expectations of this team have gone up exponentially.
Playoffs, titles, however you strike it, we're here to win games.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
We added a first ballot Hall of Fame point guard.
Chris Paul walks in, and you know instantly who's in charge.
With Chris and Devin, DeAndre, Cam, and Bridges, you've got a really strong foundation.
They become a real factor in this Western Conference race.
Don't be surprised if they make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Shazam! Doug and Wolf talk Suns now.
You know, I don't know if it was meant that way, but pretty brilliant of Maloney, the producer of the Doug and Wolf show, to make sure that she played the rejoin with Kendrick Perkins' voice in it before we have Kendrick Perkins join us on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. But if you didn't hear it, or should I say read it, one of the strongest tweets out there about the Devin Booker snub came from Kendrick Perkins, and he used the word got, which I thought was kind of clever. I have to give him that. It says, hold up, got. You mean to tell me Booker, it's a bonus, didn't make the All-Star team? That's just ridiculous. Real talk. Well, why not give the man a microphone and let him say it to us instead of having me read it? As Kendrick Perkins joins Doug and Wolf, he's an NBA insider with ESPN. KP, good morning. The floor is yours. We're irate. Give us a good reason that we should ever stop being irate.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, fellas. And, you know, I feel the same way you guys feel. I am furious. And right now, if you're a Phoenix Suns fan, or if you, you know, or if you're a Devin Booker fan, you should be livid. Devin Booker is playing some of the best basketball of his career right now. Under control, shooting 50% from the field, averaging almost 25 points a game, and he's doing it in the system. He's not forcing anything. And here it is. This is the second year in a row, in my opinion, that he has been snubbed. And this is the problem that I have with the All-Star vote, is that the goalposts get moved every single year, and especially when it comes down to the reserves, because the coaches vote the reserves in. And one minute we're hearing, oh, the problem is that Devin Booker, they weren't winning. That's why we didn't vote him in. So right now the Phoenix Suns are a top five team in the Western Conference, and he still don't get voted in? And I get it. I understand the impact that CP3 has had on this young team and that organization, right, being a leader. But if one person, if it was anybody that had to come, that had to represent the Suns in the All-Star game, it should have been Devin Booker. Make no mistake about it. I love everything that CP3 is doing and bringing to the table, but Devin Booker should be an All-Star. Not a replacement, because Anthony Davis probably won't be able to play in the All-Star game. No, he should have been voted in by the coaches.
So, Perk, how would you change it? What would you change and how would you change it?
Well, see, here's the problem, okay? If you do, right, say, in my eyes, I would keep CP3 in, okay? Because for the simple fact that Phoenix is top five in the Western Conference, they have been winning. They are one of the best teams in the NBA, and I think that they deserve to get two All-Stars in. Now, is Zion Williamson supposed to be in over Devin Booker? No, Zion is playing phenomenal basketball, But the Pelicans are not in the playoff race right now. They're at the bottom of the Western Conference. So I thought when the coaches vote, they vote for not only guys who are having individual success, but what are they, but also having winning success and making their team win. Devin Booker is doing just that. And it's really a damn shame that he didn't get voted in this year because he really deserved to be in the All-Star game.
Kendrick Perkins joining Doug and Wolf. You could see him on ESPN, one of the most keep-it-real guys in the history of television, to be quite honest. And he's joining us to talk Devin Booker and the snub and became one of the few that had the courage to step up and say, hey, if somebody's got to go off the list, this is where I'm going. And I love your point, KP, and I just want you to repeat it and go deeper on it about moving the goalposts, because if you're keeping Devin Booker out because the Suns don't win – then why is Zion Williamson in? And if it's not about the wins or the record and it's about the stats, then what about the all-around defense? And I'm not saying Devin Booker's defensive player of the year, but Zion's really struggling defensively, and Devin Booker is not. And there's a lot of other reasons. It just doesn't seem to make sense why Zion and why not Book.
It doesn't make sense at all. And to be honest, I don't have an answer. Because once again, you know, we understand the all-star starters, right? Is guys deserving to be in the all, who are all-star starters, but it's a fan favorite, right? Mm-hmm. Right? It's the guys that the fans want to see. I get that. But when it comes down to the reserves, and I have been around coaches when they had to fill out their ballots and put in their reserves, and every single coach that I've been around and played for, they said we vote for guys that not only have the individual stats but impact winning, that plays both ends of the floor. And I just didn't get it with the Zion situation. Here's the thing, I honestly believe that we got to start having people in those rooms when these votes start coming in to make sure they're not getting tampered with, okay? Because there's no reason, no way that no one could tell me that Devin Booker shouldn't be in over Zion. Now, Zion has been playing phenomenal basketball. You know, he's going to put up his monster numbers, his 24 points a night. He's going to do that. But they haven't been winning. And I think that's the thing that irks my nerves more than anything, is that Devin Booker has sacrificed a lot. Because Devin Booker could go out and be taking 30 shots a night, but he's not doing that.
Yes.
He's been efficient. He's playing within the system. He's playing on the defensive end. Phoenix Suns are one of the top 10 defensives in the league. They rank top 10 in every statistical category, and they're winning games, and they're winning games at a high level.
Perk, I could not agree with you anymore on the Zion Williamson thing. I honestly could not believe it that he got that kind of respect over Devin Booker, a guy that is trying to make his way, obviously, in the league. Listen, is there a better way to do it? That is the question. The Pro Bowl in the NFL, and that's something that I used to do. I used to play in the National Football League, and I can tell you right now, it used to be about your peers and the coaches voting you in. It was the best way to do it. Now, was it perfect? It was not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, because you know how that goes. Sometimes there are personal issues. Sometimes guys just don't like other guys, so they're not going to vote for them, period. But for the most part, overall, I thought having your peers vote you in was the best way to do it. Do you think the NBA should ever consider adopting that strategy?
I do. I honestly do. And I think you should be able to vote. Your peers should be able to vote, but they can't vote for anyone on their team. I think that would be fair, because we saw all the guys lashing out yesterday about, you know, how outraged they were that Devin Booker didn't get in. We mm-hmm. saw it. We saw multiple guys, that former players, current players, you know, reaching out on social media saying that, you know, Devin Booker keep getting disrespected, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what he do, he keep getting disrespected. But I do think that would be a great way to fix the problem. Let your peers vote, but you can't vote for anybody that's on your team.
Kedrick, since you always keep it real, I struggle with a topic, and I want to ask you this question about this topic because I think it really relates to the Devin Booker All-Star snub. As long as there's Anthony Davises of the world and James Hardens of the world that can force trades and force their way out, we're always scared that Devin Booker might do the same thing because it happens in the NBA with elite players. Yet Devin Booker has never once hinted out loud that he would ever think about doing it. I've even seen Devin Booker walk out at halftime to watch the ceremony of people being inducted into the Suns' Ring of Honor because he respects the history of the franchise that much. So when I see that, I see a kid that wants to stay here forever. So I don't like to talk about it, but it happens in the NBA. Do you think back-to-back all-star snubs are the kind of thing that makes a young guy like Devin Booker think, I'll never get the attention I'm looking for as long as I stay in Phoenix?
No, I don't think that has nothing to do with it. And Devin Booker is just built differently than everyone else. He reminds me of Kobe Bryant. And when I say that, I'm talking about his mentality and the way that he's able to put the ball in the bucket, obviously. But his mentality, when he steps on the floor, Devin Booker believes that he's the best player on the floor every single night. He believes that he could score with the best of them, and rightfully so. So when I look at Devin Booker, I don't really see him as a guy that's going to leave a franchise like Phoenix. I see him, he already then went through the rough times, and now the times are starting to get better. He has a great GM in James Jones. In my eyes, he has a great coach and mentor in Monty Williams. And now he has a great vet, a great future Hall of Famer, Chris Paul, to learn from. And right now, they are winning, and the future is bright. When you look at their roster with the young core, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and Devin Booker, that four right there, in the next 3 years, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with, even when Chris Paul and maybe Jay Crowder are gone. So right now, they're moving in the right direction. And like I said yesterday, I picked the Phoenix Suns to finish top five in the Western Conference. But the way that they're playing this high-level basketball on both ends of the floor, if they're playing this way come postseason, we might need to start mentioning them as being a title favorite towards the end of the year.
I can't tell you how excited you got.
Thank
Phoenix
you so
right now.
Much, man. I appreciate
jacked up.
You coming on here and being so bold as to
man.
Say some of the things you have, Perk. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate y'all, man. Anytime. Thanks for having me. Y'all have a blessed one. And look, y'all, I'm telling you, them Suns is not going to let y'all down this year. It's going to be a fun ride for the rest of the season and the postseason.
Oh, man, that's thanks awesome, for letting man. Us get
Thank
you up.
You,
we want you more often. Thanks, KP. There's Kedrick Perkins joining Doug and Wolf. You can see more of him on NBA's coverage or ESPN's coverage of the NBA. He joined us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can go to CoulterNissan.com for your next new or pre-owned Nissan, Coulter Nissan, west of the hassle. All right, you jacked up? It's also spring training. Time for D-backs next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.